Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. Medical care is a challenge for the rural community of Hanke in the Eastern Cape, where most people work long hours on farms and rarely get days off to attend to their health needs. For this reason, local clinics are open at weekends, but are still unable to attend to everyone because they close at noon. It was this medical need that caught the eye of a local church, resulting in a recent successful all-day medical outreach, during which more than 200 people received a range of free medical services, as well as food, clothing, and almost 40 of them received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Gateway News spoke to Pastor Lingelihle Jadizweni, better known as Pastor J, of RUCC Ministries in Gqeberha, which planted a branch church in Hanke in July. Pastor J led last month's healing outreach together with Pastor Henry Jordan of the Hanke Church. God has blessed RUCC Ministries with a significant number of medical professionals, including specialists in the congregation, and with a burden to use their medical gifts to serve others, said Pastor J. Over the past 4 years, the church has conducted annual medical outreaches to impoverished communities in Nelson Mandela Bay, delivering free medical services and going the extra mile to meet special needs, like partnering with the Department of Health Ambulance Services to transport patients who need to get to hospital immediately, and in one case, purchasing a wheelchair for somebody who had been on a public hospital waiting list for one for a long time. He said 90% of the medical team of about 17 people that served in Hanke were from RUCC Ministries in Gqeberha. A few of the team members had invited colleagues from outside the church to join the outreach, which was wonderful because we would like to partner with as many doctors as we can, because the need in poor communities who are dependent on public health services is great, and we are still trusting God for much more, he said. We believe that Jesus is the answer to all the issues in this world, but we also need to understand that questions are being asked by people out there, and we feel that the need for help with basic health matters is one of the questions being asked by the community, said Pastor J. And so we feel as a church, let's play our part in accordance with the call of Jesus in Matthew 25. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you came to me. And when I was naked, you gave me clothes to wear, he said. Pastor J said that the Hanke outreach took place on the church campus. Services rendered included eye tests, pap smears, child immunization, HIV and TB tests, blood checks and donations, counseling, prostate examination, and other general checkups. Those who needed medication got it for free on the spot without having to go elsewhere and stand in a queue. While the medical team were serving, the church's evangelism team was also in action, sharing the gospel and leading people to Jesus. And the welfare desk was also there with clothes which people could shop for free. People were also fed with food and the word of God, which was ministered to them in the church auditorium. In other news, we report on an initiative at Retail Park Shopping Mall in Boksburg, which is credited with a decrease in crime in the area.
Every morning about 40 uniformed car guards
who work at the mall line up in three rows like soldiers on a parade ground, but they don't march. They pray for the center, its customers, and their work. According to Mucha Sitole, the leader of the faithful car guard squad, all of the guards are Christians from South Africa and from various African nations. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.